This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. I am Tim Wilson, the member for, and you got this wrong before, Josh Goldstein is the name of the electorate that I represent.
I put the right emphasis on the Stein, didn't
no,
I?
No, you put it on Steen, which is wrong. It's a Germanic word honouring Vida Goldstein, a major suffragette. And, of course, the person who just rudely interrupted is Josh...
Josh Burns,
the member for McNamara, and it's M-A-C, not M-C, isn't that right?
Named after Dame Jean McNamara, one of the great female doctors, treated polio and also was one of the founders of Urella.
How awesome is it we both have electorates named after strong and successful and powerful women? And our next guest, our next very special guest, is actually someone I went to school with, and he can go in a long story about that, and I can reminisce, but we won't. He's now gone on to great and amazing things and has actually started his own radio career, which I thought was why it might be a good idea to get him to have a chat to complete novices like ourselves, the ABC breakfast host and, of course, superstar comedian Sammy J. Sammy,
boys, what is going on? What is this civilized bipartisan spirit I'm hearing on my airwaves? I don't recognize either of you.
We're channeling, of course, your television programs and segments and, of course, what you do on your radio program, Sammy.
Well, look, all I can say is I think we should be getting Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese to co-host a show together on the radio, because if it's as collegiate and as nuanced and as friendly as you two have been on the airwaves, maybe this country could start moving forward.
Well, hang on. I mean, is that a pitch from you on the ABC, or is this something, Macca, that you're going to grab the opportunity for?
Sammy, as president of Joy and regular host of this show, ScoMo and Elbow, they can have the studio for an hour. They can have it for 2 hours. I put the challenge down to both of my guest hosts this morning. There we go.
All right, that's your job to organise and not my job to organise.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. I think radio disarms. You know, when you've got a TV camera in your face, then you get all nervous, you stick to your party lines, you try and land blows. But listening to you two, it's been a joy, and that's not just a branded comment. Joy on Joy.
Now, Sammy, it's Josh here. We've never met, but I am a big, big fan. And you've obviously taken leaps and bounds, but you haven't lost your internet clips that you've been doing in the latest round, season 3 of your wonderfully brilliant internet observations have been Come On, Polly's Come On. You get a lot of material from us. Who is your favourite politician to get material from?
Well, look, thank you for those kind words, Josh. I have to say that my favourite line in this song that I did just this week, we were writing with my co-writers and we're sort of going over the news of the last few months, and we wanted to make a joke about Peter Dutton sometimes looking like a potato, because that's just an easy low-hanging bit of fruit or vegetable, if you like. And
you can't see on radio, but Tim's face is... Tim's laughing right now.
Anyway, the line as you watch the song is, it just ended up being the placeholder, which we were going to rewrite, and we didn't. So it just says, something, Ado Dutton looks like a potato. And most
brilliant.
People say that's their favourite line in the song.
But come on, there must be people who give you, like, unending joy. I mean, Jackie Lambie must be a constant source of inspiration, let's put it that way.
Mr. Wilson, if you're going to push me on this, then you know I'm going to have to turn it back on your own side and say Barnaby Joyce.
is Barnaby still on Tim's side?
Well, no, he's a National. I'm a Liberal.
2 years ago, I started this ABC, the weekly sport, and I thought, how are we going to get enough material? And then that's when the first Barnaby sex scandal happened. And then this week we were starting, and just as we arrived at the office to write, he launches a failed leadership coup. It was Barnaby is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, so you missed out on the opportunity. Every time you think you're about to miss out on an opportunity, we give you new content. Or Barnaby gives you new content.
Well, I've got to say, you know, now that I've seen the inside of a radio land as well, what do you think, boys? Is it more stressful being a federal parliamentarian or trying to host a radio show?
Federal parliamentarian's piece of piss compared to this, mate. this is frightening.
It's even better because in federal parliament, nobody actually listens to what we say,
right.
Whereas on radio, people actually listen.
In all seriousness, if Barnaby does come back, is the first thing he does as Deputy Prime Minister remove Malcolm's sex ban? Is that the first
bonk
thing? Bonk ban. Is that the first thing that goes?
Look, I think if he does it in time for Malcolm Turnbull's memoir to come out, it could be a great little epilogue to Malcolm's upcoming book, which I hope, Tim, you're going to get a mention in. I'll be furious.
Oh, I don't know that I am, actually. We've all gone through our SMS exchanges with Malcolm Turnbull this week to see whether it'll appear in the paper, and mine are all very dry and boring and policy-focused. But
I reckon a few of them might have been you texting him saying, hey, will you go on Sammy J's show? He really wants Sammy.
There are a few of those, actually. But no, of course, like every politician, when a book comes out from a former leader or another politician, the first thing you do is go to the back and look at the index and see whether your name's there. And if not, you don't buy it. So of course, I'm sure I won't be alone in that. Josh, are you going to crack a mention?
In Malcolm's memoirs?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I've never met Malcolm. I'm one of the new MPs. But Sammy, what was Tim like at school? When you guys went to school together, what was he like? Did you know he was going to be a high-flying federal member of parliament back then?
I think that was as unlikely as me being a high-flying musical comedian in political satire sphere. We were, Tim, and feel free to correct me, but I would like to describe us as loner types in the playground. Is that too harsh an assessment?
Look, you can apply that to yourself. I wouldn't put myself in that. Just because I was behind the garden shed reading Phantom comics doesn't mean that I was a loner.
And that's where I found you, because I also read Phantom comics.
This all goes back to a show. What was the show called that you did?
I did a show called Hero Complex.
Hero Complex, which I saw about four times, and it was very funny, at least because of...
Well, you come to mention it, and to the listeners who are ever confused as to why Tim Wilson ever used the phrase, things are hotting up in Parliament, that goes back to a diary entry I wrote about how excited I was to watch Billy Zane's Phantom movie in 1996. We won't go into details now, but one day I'll turn it into a documentary and Tim, I expect a cameo.
That's fine. In fact, in my first speech, I actually, Sammy J dared me to use a reference to the Phantom comics in my first speech. If you go and look at it, it's actually there. So where there's a challenge, I accept.
Okay.
I've just dubbed myself in there, haven't I? You've made the transition from being a comedian to now hosting ABC Breakfast Radio. How have you adjusted with the 3 a.m. starts, trying to come up with content at, you know, when it's still dark? How's the adjustment?
It's been a far less brutal than I thought it would be, because basically everyone, when I told them I was doing Breakfast Radio, people looked at me like I told them I had terminal illness, you know, like it was all over for me. And it's not been as bad, so long as I get to bed at 8 o'clock at night, which is, that's the hard part, but if I do that, my alarm goes off at 3:30. I hop on my bike and riding through the streets of Melbourne in pitch darkness is—it's quite a romantic thing.
Romantic and slightly dangerous.
Well, not so much dangerous. I'm fully kitted up with my lights, and you know I'm a pretty big bloke. I'll take on any assailants. But in winter, I don't think I'll be riding the bike. But look, I've survived the first 3 weeks. ABC listeners and viewers, as you may know, are not backwards in coming forwards with their opinion, but they've been generally kind to me, and now I feel like I'm starting to bring more of the comedy into it alongside the news. So I did I had an email from Barnaby Joyce, which was pretty fictional this week, which I read out. I found Scott Morrison. I interviewed Scott Morrison.
Did you?
Not your one, but another guy called Scott Morrison. He lives in Orlando, and he owns the Twitter handle ScoMo, and he's been subject to all this praise and abuse for like the last year. So I got him on the phone and had a great chat.
Now, my favourite interview, just for clarity, was the one where you interviewed the water feature out the front of, or the moat or the pond out the front of the National Gallery. but we have now settled it's a water feature, right?
Water feature, yeah. And then I interviewed this strange statue that appeared in Northcote. Basically, I'm trying to make that my thing. If I can't get the big scoops, I'll just interview inanimate objects, and that'll be my radio brief.
So how often do you get SMSs in saying, you know, bring back Red Simons?
Oh, like, you know... Every couple of seconds, someone sends you a message to give you a performance appraisal. I reckon that's more brutal than federal parliament watching that screen. But I'm just doing it. You know, I think about 10 seconds into my first show, someone said, "This is rubbish. I'm switching off. Never coming back." And then they said the same message about 3 days later. I recognised the phone number, so I thought, well, they need to have the courage of their conviction. If you're going to go, just go. But so far, so good.
Sammy, you're very well known for your better-looking co-star Randy. Who you've sent off to the United States as an American correspondent to tackle the all of the goings on in America. What's he been saying, and what has what do you see as the big differences between American and Australian politics?
Oh, Josh, you've done a real, like, who are you, Tony Jones, trying to get me with this, you know,
lull you into a false sense of confidence.
Mate, this is not all phantom behind the shelter sheds, all right? We've got to...
If you want to talk about better-looking co-hosts, just you two talk about yourselves as to who gets that title on your program.
But, Tim's currently putting up his hand right now. You can't see it, but he's putting up his hand, waving it around.
You
need to remember, radio is not a visual medium. Describe what you're doing.
That's what I'm describing.
Randy is in America doing gigs all around the place. So yeah. It's like we call it an open marriage, so I get to live vicariously through him over there in the States. And he's been checking back in, but he's... The other day, who's the lead, Led Zeppelin? Who's the guy? Plant?
Josh is old, but he's not that old.
Yeah, okay. Well, same anyway. Some very famous musician turned up to a gig of Randy's, and he was regaling me with that story. But basically, I feel like the sort of granddad who checks in with the grandson and finds out what the cool kids are doing. But America versus Australia right now, hard to say. I think I'd always prefer to be down under, though, no matter what the state of our politics or our nation or the challenges we face. I'd rather be tucked away down here.
And just before we let you go, Sammy, who is going to win the Democratic primaries to take on Donald Trump?
I think it'll be a joint ticket between Josh Burns and Tim Wilson.
Yeah, I'm not an American citizen, are you?
No. We'd have to.
We'd have to
renounce that citizenship, and it would be an expensive thing. Sammy J. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
And in return, there should be more of this. You know, all sides of politics talking together. Let's have more of it.
All right. Well, that's good. Thank you so much, Sammy J, for coming on. And he's hilarious. I mean, of course, we cannot possibly advocate that people switch over and listen to him on the mornings on the ABC, but you should be listening to Joe 94.9. But nonetheless, you can watch his comedy shows online as the basis for entertainment.
This is Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. I am Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara, and I am joined for this special hour with the member for Goldstein, the great Tim Wilson. Tim...
Is that an official endorsement?
I just read exactly what you wrote down for me to introduce, it's been a lot of fun.
It has been, and I called it out a bit early, but we have had a good time. We've had a few good guests who have come on and had spoken direct to us. Alice Workman, update on politics and give us an insight on how it actually works. Sammy J, of course, and Kate Wickett from Mardi Gras. What is your learning experience, Josh, from coming on radio? Apart from the need to flatter my ego,
I suspected I needed to do that. This gives you a respect for the professionals behind our media, and especially I'm here at Joy 94.9. It is one of the great radio stations, community radio stations, put on by people who spend way too much time. Not spending time on themselves, but spending time for other people, and spending time for this organisation, powered by people, and being behind the mic in this gives you a renewed sense of appreciation to a lot of these people.
What a lovely moment, Macca! You know, everybody coming together, saying how much we respect and love you, and all of our friends at Joy 94.9. Are you currently a member of Joy 94.9, Josh?
No, and unlike Bridget McKenzie, I haven't recently come out and released all of my declarations, including the MCC. Do you know how long it takes to get on the MCC and how much it would cost?
I'm a member.
Well, out of all of the declarations that Bridget made this week, I was surprised by that one. Because
I thought it would have been the Elwood Cricket Club.
or the Middle Park one. Both. And as
it's actually very dangerous as a member of parliament to join a local sports club, and not for the reason that you think with all this stuff this week. It's because once you join one, you've got to join everyone.
But you should, of course, be a member of Joy 94.9.
But you should be. And in fact, I'm going to renew my membership because I think I'm out at the moment.
And Josh is going to join up before he leaves.
That's absolutely right. And so there you go. You've got the privilege of an hour on radio plus, what is it, $90?
Yep.
There you go. And you can join for multiple years in advance, but I want to see it on your declaration.
Okay. Well, it has been good. And I think, Tim, it is important in politics to sort of speak to one another, and it is important to have situations where we sort of find things to talk about, because ultimately I think that's what the country and the people are looking for. They're not looking for this sort of really divisive stuff, and I hope that we can do more of it.
I'm quite happy to come back on, as should you, but we're at the end of our program, so thank you very much for having us.
And guys, look, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Tim and Josh. I love the civility. I love the humour. You were good sports. It was an experiment, and I think it has worked really, really well. Our listeners love it. The SACMAD team loved it. My fellow board directors loved it. Thanks so much, guys. I think I've created a monster, and I'll just say we are going to do this again, and this is actually what community radio is all about. It's another first for Joy 94.9, so thank you. Thank you so much for your good humour, your cooperation and your professionalism. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
Well done, Tim.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.